We start hour number two off by having a conversation with a PGA Tour player. He is a 12-time winner on tour, the winner of the 2015 PGA Championship, selected for five President's Cup teams, tied for 12th at the RSM Classic over the weekend. He appears today courtesy of AstraZeneca and CompleteYourDiagnosis.com. He is Jason Day. Jason, nice to have you on the program. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. How are you, mate?
Good, good. Jason, great to have you on. Listen, you're coming off a strong performance at the RSM Classic. You shot four straight rounds in the 60s, including a final round 65, Jason. So when you look back on that tourney, let me start you right there. What was your biggest takeaway from the event?
Yeah, I mean, I've been, you know, for the last year and a half, I've kind of been struggling with my putting, and my putting kind of showed up, which was nice. And, you know, obviously touching on that, you know, a few weeks ago, I was actually, you know, doing a test on my putting stroke and kind of found a few things. And, you know, I've just been trying to slowly implement them into my game. And then it really showed over the weekend last week, which was nice. I feel like the game is there, but it's obviously we're heading into the, you know, the last event is next week. I'm not playing, but, you know, obviously it would have been nice to, you know, get this, you know, form going through the middle part of my season.
I got it. Jason Day joining us. Jason, I know the results were not necessarily what you would have liked at the Masters, but I am curious, what was the experience of playing Augusta National in November like for you without patrons?
I mean, it was good. It was fine. I mean, I enjoyed it. It was definitely wet. I mean, we had a lot of rain, but, you know, I think I'm not sure how it looked on TV because I didn't really watch too much of it on TV. But you could definitely tell that some of the Bermuda grass was still in the golf course, just because I think 3 weeks prior, when they were seeding the actual golf course, it didn't take because they had like 85-ish degrees, you know, in the temperature, and it just wasn't able to catch and grow. And that definitely kind of slowed things down. Obviously, not having the patrons there was a weird feeling. As you know, you've obviously watched Masters in the past. You can tell that, you know, the fans are there, especially when you hit a good shot. And when you're watching it on TV, you can just tell how much the fans actually do have an influence over certain guys and certain scenarios. So it was kind of strange to not actually be there and play, you know, with the patrons.
No doubt. Jason Day is joining us. Jason, I mentioned off the very top that you were working with AstraZeneca and CompleteYourDiagnosis.com.
Yeah.
This is not just some random endorsement. This is something that is extremely personal to you. And I want to be very respectful because I could understand how this could still be very painful and emotionally draining, but it's such an inspiring story and message. In early of 2017, your mother was diagnosed with stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer. The story goes that your sister called to tell you that news. What do you remember about that day?
Yeah, I mean, I remember sitting in my kitchen and, you know, everything was just like a normal day. And then my sister says, "Mom's got lung cancer and she only has 12 months to live." And I'm like, "What?" And I couldn't believe it. You know, stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer is obviously no laughing matter. I mean, all, you know, lung cancers are different. You know, it's not all the same. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, it was really strange in regards to her because she's always been a very active, very healthy person, never smoked a day in her life, and she got lung cancer, which was really, really strange. So we ended up bringing her over to the US and, you know, getting a team around. And we essentially came to biomarker testing. It helped complete a diagnosis by identifying a specific driver that caused the cancer, her cancer, to grow and spread. And through her doctors, we were able to get on a targeted therapy for her cancer, specific to her cancer. And we're very fortunate that obviously I've partnered up with AstraZeneca to get this message across about biomarker testing. And you can find more at CompleteYourDiagnosis.com. But I was very fortunate to come across biomarker testing and my mum to come across it because, you know, she's here now. She's never had Thanksgiving, Jim, or she's never experienced. And I get to spend that time with her for the first time tomorrow. So it's really, really nice to be able to have that that moment with her.
Boy, that's great. Jason Day is joining us. That is so good. Now, your journey to the top of the world in golf is remarkable in and of itself, and she is an enormous part of that. As you've said, Jason, quote, she's right. The reason I'm the player I am today through her strict rule over the house, but also her work ethic is unbelievable. Right. How would you describe that work ethic, and then how much did you learn from your mom on the way up?
Right. So I remember, you know, it would be public holidays back home in Australia. She'd still go into work and still work. And she'd actually have a key. And she worked in shipping and export. So she'd actually go to work and still work on public holidays. And I'm like, what are you doing? You know, it's time for you to take some time. She couldn't take a break. And she's always worked very, very hard. She's the one that's always instilled, you know, the work ethic in me. I remember as a kid, you know, after my dad passed away and I started playing better golf because she sent me away to a boarding school, she's like, no girlfriends, no girlfriends, and you've got to focus on your golf. And so I listened, you know, at the time I really didn't do anything other than focus on golf. And I owe everything, Jim, I owe everything to her because, you know, without her sacrifice and her work ethic and her strict rule over me trying to become a better golfer, I wouldn't have come over to the United States. I wouldn't have, you know, got to number one in the world. I wouldn't have met my wife and, you know, have my three kids and another one on the way. So, I mean, a lot of doors have opened up opportunity-wise based off, you know, not only her work ethic, but, you know, just kind of what she wanted me to be as an adult.
Jason, and not only that, but her grit, her toughness. I've shared the story with my listeners, but my father was diagnosed with leukemia, and this was years ago, Jason, but when my father was diagnosed with leukemia, he said, we're not telling anybody. And he fought this fight, and he ran his company, and he fought this fight, and he didn't tell his family. We didn't tell anybody. It's just a different breed. Like, your mother had been coughing up blood for a while before your sister noticed, and then everybody jumped into action. What does that tell you about your mom's toughness?
Yeah, no, she was literally coughing up blood for 3 months, and I'm sitting there, Mummy, you know, she's like, no, I'm fine. I'm like, no, there's obviously something wrong. And she's like, and she would say, you know, to me, like, you know, everything's fine, you know. And she didn't want to, like, I know that she didn't want to think about it. She was just going to fight it and go on. So she's, her extreme, she was extreme in the way that I remember, you know, growing up, and she just like, do your, no, do your talking with your clubs. You don't have to have a big mouth. Just do your talking with your clubs. Focus. And she's always big on the mental part of the game. And I could tell, you know, obviously going through this personal journey with her lung cancer, how mentally tough she is, because she never wants to show any sort of pain or anything like that. Now, granted, you know, she's a strong woman. Even though she's 4'11", she's a very, very strong woman.
It's amazing. Like, so, and she beat the odds. How is she right now? And what's it been like for you to go through this whole process with her?
Jim, she's great. I mean, I was telling this funny story this morning that, you know, we were looking up YouTube videos of Bob Ross and we're doing some painting, and none of our paintings came out looking like what he was painting. But, you know, she's active. She's picking up hobbies. She's like, you know, not too long ago, she's like running again, doing everything she possibly can. So, you know, like I said, biomarker testing really helped us pave a way for her targeted treatment and for her to get on the right path.
It's an amazing story. So lay it out really quickly before you go, Jason. You are working with AstraZeneca, and CompleteYourDiagnosis.com is about biomarkers. Lay it out, and for everybody else listening, exactly what is that about?
Yeah, so you can find out more information. Anyone that's going through stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer and, you know, is just starting this journey or halfway through the journey or just, you know, you're trying to look for another option. Biomarker testing, you can get your CompleteYourDiagnosis.com. You can find out more information about biomarker testing. It identifies specific drivers with your cancer so that hopefully they can target it through certain therapies. And, you know, I can't stress it enough because I've been through this personal journey with my mom, and like you said, she's mentally strong and physically strong now. And it's just been amazing to to watch her go through this fight. You know, I know that it's, you know, I'm not going through it. I'm going through it with her. I don't know what she's thinking, but she's one remarkable woman, and I've never seen anything stronger than that.
No, she is amazing, and I'm so glad you could share that story. Jason Day, our guest, the winner of the 2015 PGA Championship, and again, appearing courtesy of AstraZeneca and CompleteYourDiagnosis.com. Jason, so good to have you on the show, and again, thank you so much for sharing that. There's no telling how many people that may have helped.
Jim, I appreciate you letting me be on the show today.
That was great. Jason, have a great day. Thank you so much. Hope we can do it again soon. Jason Day, there's a jungle debut for you. And an amazing story. And, you know, I look for that story frequently because, and I've said this a million times, but it's everywhere, unfortunately. It's insidious. It's horrific. But literally everybody listening, I would imagine, either knows somebody or knows somebody who knows somebody who has fought that fight, who's had to deal with cancer. And there's so many horrifying stories, but there's so many stories of inspiration as well. And that story about his mother being 4'11" and coughing up blood for months and saying, "No, I'm good, I'm fine." And they finally got her the treatment that she needed. And she's never complained. She's never shown any sort of pain. I'm always blown away by people who can fight that fight with that kind of dignity, that kind of courage, and keep going when it's the scariest thing in the world.